You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, I feel like a good old rant this morning. Now, with the word of the U.S. getting ready to send more troops back to the Middle East, of course, I've decided to do a little bit of lurking around the feminist camps. And boy, I'm going to tell you, the silence is deafening. Oh, yeah. So many times we've been shown this. TikTok, all over social media. Whenever the slight possibility of war comes up, oh, all these women decide, you know what? I want to be a little girl now. I want to go and back to the kitchen. Oh, no, ladies. Nope. There are no kitchens for you to go back to. Oh, yeah. The idea of, you know what? Now that things have gotten bad in the environment, I'm going to go try to find a gump or a sucker to attach myself to. That way I can send him out as a meat shield for me. Oh, no. That's not going to work, ladies. Those days are done. Yeah, the feminists, it would seem that they found and consumed a nice big cup of shut the fuck up. They are silent right now. Now, of course, you still have some who, no matter what, they're still going to spew their misandry, usually behind a dummy account, by the way. But they're still going to spew it nonetheless. However, I have seen a dramatic decrease in the amount of shit that these particular women have been talking. Now, of course, even before the deployment of troops, the recruitment numbers have been in the toilet. No, scratch that. They are in the sewers now. Why? Well, it's real simple. Like I said in my video about how men are dropping out of the traditional workforce, guess what? The military was also included. Yeah, more and more men figured it out. Why am I going to put myself on the line? Why am I going to sign a contract saying that I'm going to give everything up to and including my life for a society that openly hates me? Yeah, an openly misandrist society. Women get to spew all sorts of just horrible rhetoric toward men. But yet, when a man actually says, you know what, I'm going to defend myself. Oh, no, you're wrong. You should just take this abuse. And yeah, that is actually what it is. It is literally society enforced abuse of men by women. And it's all good. Hey, you men were toxic. You men were bad. This, that, and the other. Wait a minute. What men are you talking about? Oh, well, men of the past did this, so men of today need to be punished for it. No. We're going to make sure to manipulate you, gaslight you, and use the fear of the loss of the possibility of the illusion of sex to keep you in line. However, at the same time, we need you to be ready, willing, and able to lay down your life for us. Yeah. However, like I said, more men woke up and realized, nope, I'm not going to do this. My life is valuable to me. Pretty much, fuck society. Fuck these women. You know what? Hey, ladies, to all of you women who are complaining that you can't pay your bills and you can't find a job, guess what? Go to the military. Yeah. The military is always hiring, even though I'm going to reiterate, the recruitment numbers are in the sewers. Yeah, all that talk about toxic masculinity, the absolute blatant feminization of boys and men. See, it was all good when everything was quote unquote peaceful, when it was quote unquote good times. Oh, we don't need that toxic masculinity. You men are barbarians. How dare you? However, now that the situation has gone bad with the environment, with the possibility of World War III literally at the doorstep, oh, we need those toxic men. We need those barbarians. We need those warriors. Nah, what is the vast majority of men done? And I'm talking about the younger men. Gotta be specific. The younger men have decided, you know what? I was never brought up to be that warrior. I was never brought up to be that barbarian. I was never brought up to be that protector of society that society would eventually need. Oh, no. I was not brought up in that way. So guess what? All of the rhetoric that women were allowed to say about me, that I'm bad, I'm toxic, you know, I'm part of the patriarchy, I'm part of the reason why women are so much suffering today, which is all an illusion. It's all BS. I'm part of everything negative about men. So guess what? You know what? I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do my own thing. I'm not going to fight to protect the society that openly hates me. Guess what? Let the raggedy motherfucker burn. Let it burn. Hell, as a matter of fact, I might have a Molotov cocktail or two ready to go ahead and contribute to the fire. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy my Skinamax. I'm going to enjoy my video games, which I find absolutely hilarious that people are still trying to shame men out of enjoying. No, gentlemen, no. If you enjoy video games, play them to your heart's content. If you enjoy The Hub, if you enjoy Skinamax, and if you enjoy roughing up the suspect, do that to your heart's content. Now, of course, I would simply say moderation is the key, but don't stop doing it. Nope. Fuck what these people are trying to tell you. Oh, man, you know, video games and Skinamax, that's what's causing the decline in men. No, society and women caused the decline in men. Men are simply reacting to the situation that was put in front of them. Period. Point blank. Now, I love to say this phrase. Incentives drive behavior. For the last 50 plus years, women were given the incentive to treat men like absolute crap. Unchecked, mind you. Men, for the longest part, we took it in stride. We found reasons to say, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to keep pushing because despite what these women say, society still needs us to maintain it, to build it, and protect it. However, now, men finally woke up and got the message and said, you know what? I'm done. I have no incentive. So now, guess what? My behavior has changed. Now, the barbarians, they're already in the city wreaking havoc. And guess what? More and more men are just standing by idly and saying, you know what? I'm not going to fight that barbarian. Nope. I'm going to fold my arms and watch the destruction unfold. Hell, I might even pick up a hatchet and start swinging myself. It is what it is, ladies. It is what it is. Your behavior brought out the true worst in men. And guess what that worst is? Sitting back and doing nothing. There was somebody who I'm not gonna name who actually put out a video, and part of that video was like, oh, well, you know what? Men aren't going to pick up weapons and literally revolt against the system. Yeah, right. No. My first thought was, hold up. How the fuck are you going to say that American men should pick up arms and revolt, but your ass is over in Romania? Get the fuck out of here. Get the absolute fuck out of here. No, gentlemen, no. There is no need for a violent uprising. There simply is no need for it. You simply deciding that I'm not going to participate in the system is way worse. It is better for you, yet worse for the system, because the system knows, oh crap, we have no more cannon fodder. We have no more bodies to feed to the machine. Guess what? The machine is starving. Gentlemen, let it starve. Let it burn. Let it rot. Enjoy your system. Whatever system you have that's best for you, enjoy it. And to end this video with a simple phrase that I heard from our illustrious brother, the Lion of MGTOW. It's no longer man up. It is now man out. And a lot of men have chunked those deuces. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen a slight or even a sharp decrease in the amount of shit that these feminists out here have been talking as of late? I have, especially the ones that are complaining that they can't pay their bills. Now they want to try to find a quote unquote good guy. Oh no, ladies, those days are done. Those days are done. So you better understand this. You better understand this crystally fucking clear. The power you thought this society gave you to be absolute misandrists, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to quote unquote dismantle the patriarchy, that has gone out right along with it. Because once again, gentlemen, here is the ultimate joke of feminism. feminism was the idea that women were going to be freed from oppression that they thought they were going through. The punchline, it actually freed us men in the long run from oppression that we never knew we were actually going through. Oh yeah, ladies. Oh yeah. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.